I didn't. Okay. I lived in a log house till 64.
Mm-hmm.
But we built to it, and it was pretty good shape.
Uh-huh. Well, tell me about it. Was it one big room originally?
Well, it was the first when we moved. It was just one big room.
Mm-hmm.
It was 16 by 18.
Mm-hmm.
Just a big room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we built a kitchen and dining room to that,
mm-hmm.
and had plenty of room.
What did you have in the house?
Well, we had two beds,
uh-huh.
and a table, and six chairs, and a cupboard. I don't know.
How'd you keep it warm?
Had a big fireplace.
Uh-huh.
And the wood all around the house.
Uh-huh. Now, what did you call that part of the fireplace that comes out on the floor?
Hearth.
Yeah, and the two things in the fireplace.
Dogons.
Yeah, and the great big a great big piece of wood that you'd maybe burn for a couple of days.
Yeah, backbones.
Yeah, how did you get a fire started?
Well, there was no matches.
Uh-huh.
Had a plant.
Yeah.
Rock, and the man would take his knife and some tow and powder,
uh-huh.
and down here he'd have his tow and powder, and he'd strike that on his knife till he'd get a spark, and when you get a spark and hit that powder, he'd just flash, and you've got a fire right now.
I see. What was, is tow the stuff those sacks were made of? Is that uh-huh. tow? The tow and powder, you said?
Yeah, coal. Like the
coal,
gun.
Coal.
Gunpowder.
Yeah, and what?
And tow.
Yeah.
That's a thing they wrote that uh-huh. People made the bedclothes out of.
Uh-huh.
Anything you want, the linen.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of flax.
Uh-huh. What kind of bedclothes did you make out of tow?
Well, we made the straw ticks, we called them.
Uh-huh.
That.
Uh-huh.
And out of the tow and sheets and table spreads, things out of flax.
Uh-huh.
See, there's two grades of it. One was just as fine as it could be, and the other was coarse.
Uh-huh.
And we made straw ticks out of that.
I said, did you?
There wasn't such a thing as a mattress.
No. Is that the same material that they made these big sacks out of?
I guess so.
Because I've heard of those, tow sacks.
Well, that was it.
But this was the same.
They'd make that so that everybody had nearly a patch of flax.
Mm-hmm.
And when the time of year come for it, they'd pull that flax and let it lay and rot, you know, to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd dry it and they'd beat it. They'd scutch it and hackle it and work with it and get it ready to spin. And then you spin and weave it and flour it and make just anything out of it. They people wore it for clothes.
Uh-huh.
Lots of them.
What kind of clothes? You mean like?
Pants or shirts.
Uh-huh.
They'd make them shirts out of that flax and the pants out of the tow and they'd wear for years.
Uh-huh.
There was no wire out in them.
What would you call the top part of the fireplace? Over the top, or you might.
Mantle, no fireboard.
All right, and the where they the smoke went up.
Out of the chimney.
And the now later you had the fireplace, but then what was the next kind of heating you had?
Well, the next time we never had none, so we got heaters here later.
How about for cooking?
Well, you're surprised about that. I went housekeeping. I'd been used to a cook stove. My father had cook stoves.